This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. The reopening of Pennsylvania means hundreds of thousands of those who are out of work during the coronavirus are being called back, even if things are not back to normal. Certain circumstances, for example, a pre-existing medical condition or lack of child care, have some workers saying they can't return. Keystone Crossroads' Laura Benshoff has this report on people trying to navigate that choice.
As Berks County was preparing to move to yellow earlier this month, a single mother, we'll call Jen, was having a hectic day at home.
I did not have anything for breakfast, but my son had watermelon and some cereal.
Why didn't you eat?
It's been crazy already this morning.
Jen has two kids, both under two. We are withholding her name because she doesn't want her employer to retaliate against her for talking. When the coronavirus pandemic started, her daycare shut down, and she took an unpaid leave of absence from her job at a convenience store. Jen says she's willing to work, even in a role that deals directly with the public, but she can't afford a babysitter while her daycare is closed.
In order for me to pay somebody privately, I was working for $3 an hour, which is not enough to suffice my bills.
After a couple months, her employer gave her an ultimatum: come back or quit. And if she quit, she would lose the unemployment that's keeping her head above water.
Honestly, it was like a stab in the gut.
Eventually, she was able to work out a deal with her bosses to get more time before coming back full time. As Pennsylvania's coronavirus numbers have gone down, the state has steadily loosened restrictions on businesses. Almost all can now open, with some caveats, such as social distancing and limiting the number of people inside. But there are cases when this new normal still isn't feasible or safe for workers, says Sharon Dietrich, litigation director with Community Legal Services in Philadelphia.
Some of the workers now are facing the question of, do I go back? Because some of them are going to have some good reasons potentially not to go back.
One is workplace safety. Businesses must follow COVID-19 regulations from the federal, state, and in some cases local governments. But enforcement has been patchy. For example, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration has been slow to enforce its own rules, citing just one business in Georgia for COVID-19 violations in the first 2.5 months of the global pandemic. People with pre-existing medical conditions that put them at greater risk if they catch coronavirus may also not feel safe. And whether any of that is grounds for staying home and receiving unemployment benefits isn't clear. That's a threshold the state calls good cause. Pennsylvania looks at each claim of good cause on a case-by-case basis, says State Department of Labor and Industry official Susan Dickinson.
Everyone's circumstance is different, so we really can't determine eligibility in advance. You know, we would have to have a look at that person's situation.
The federal government does have some guidelines, such as if you have COVID-19 or a family member with the disease, but states may go beyond them. Dietrich says that means workers are basically making the decision blindly.
They have to make a decision without knowing whether the state will cut off their unemployment benefits. So workers are in a really tough situation.
To add to the pressure, the extra federal unemployment benefits offered due to the pandemic are set to expire at the end of July. Arendira Zamakona was cleaning houses in the Philadelphia area, both for a company and on her own time when the pandemic started.
All of my life I've been a cleaner. I've done everything from polishing floors to carpet cleaning to cleaning apartments, houses, you name it, I've done it.
She has one private cleaning client now and wants more work. But she has some concerns. At the company, she works on a team, cleaning whole businesses, and it's hard to do that while maintaining social distancing. Zamakona says she's got a plan if she doesn't feel comfortable. She'll stand up for herself.
I would speak to my bosses. You know, I would ask them, you need to respect our safety as workers by providing face masks or gloves. However, if the boss says no, I'd have to leave.
Me tocaría dejar el trabajo.
It's a choice she hopes she doesn't have to make. Laura Benshoff, Keystone Crossroads.